This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBole.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. Malaysia and its neighbouring countries have seen a significant increase in the number of on-demand deliveries. While they've been gaining traction in the market over the past year, the pandemic has truly caused a surge in demand due to travel restrictions and standard operating procedures implemented by the government to prevent the further spread of the COVID-19 virus. Now, setting foot on Malaysian soil back in 2018 was Mr. Speedy. They've recently rebranded to Borzo, and they've been at the forefront of this industry, providing businesses and customers with affordable, reliable, and secure delivery services, effectively cementing themselves as one of the main players in the on-demand delivery and logistics industry. On the phone with me right now is Lingesh Tayala, the country manager of Borzo. We're going to talk a whole bunch of things about their unique built-in features, how they've supported businesses by transitioning and aiding them to operate online, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Lingesh, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you, Rich, for having me on. It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward for this chat today.
Absolute pleasure in having you here as well, Lingesh. First question, I've got to ask you this. Why are you rebranding your name? What was wrong with Mr. Speedy?
Nothing wrong with Mr. Speedy, Rich. I think many people may not realize this, right? So even before I joined the company, when I heard about Mr. Speedy or knew about Mr. Speedy before that, I thought it was a local Malaysian company. But as I got involved with the company, I realized that it is actually a startup that was started off in Russia, and it has expanded to become a global player. It is established in 10 countries. In Southeast Asia, we're present in 4 countries. So the decision of the business to change the name from Mr. Speedy to Borzo is part of a global strategy to consolidate all the different brand names they have in different countries under one single brand name. We moved to Borzo.
I see. What would be the Russian version then? Do you know?
Dostavista.
Dostavista.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what does that mean?
I don't know what that means actually. I just joined the company, so I'm practicing some Russian. Maybe you ask me within a year's time. I'll let you know.
I appreciate your honesty. Now, talk to me a little bit then about these unique built-in features and these business propositions to business owners and SMEs that kind of set you apart from other players within the industry.
Yeah, so I think Borzo, we have been established in the market for the past 3 years. We position ourselves not just as a delivery provider, but really a delivery solution provider for businesses. And where we stand out truly is we provide a price advantage in comparison to competitors. So I think understanding the needs of our customers, we have understood that there has been a significant demand growth, or at least a request by consumers for products to be delivered on demand. Right. So this is code, right? That says impatience is a virtue, right? So traditionally we know patience is a virtue, but in today's world where things just happen at the click of a button, where instant gratification is what people are used to, this is slowly creeping, not really slowly, but it's already creeped into how people consume products and services. And that has led to really the boom in the on-demand delivery space. We are driven by consumer needs. In a global survey that was done, they said that if a product was delivered on demand, like 64% of people would increase their chances of purchasing that product. So this is where consumers are moving towards, right? And as a business, it's about how do we cater to the needs of our consumers. And understanding that we have positioned ourselves as a delivery solution provider, whereby we are able to help businesses who are transitioning from brick and mortar or who are moving towards online versions of the business, and we enable them to actually get their products delivered to their customer's doorstep on the same day, right? So that is a truly a unique proposition that, you know, previously did not exist.
Okay, now you've kind of piqued my interest a little bit, obviously. We're talking about on-demand delivery services, and if you could get it the same day delivery kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about companies, obviously, like in Western countries, we'd be looking at Amazon. In China, there are a bunch of them over there. They're using kind of drone technologies and all kinds of stuff over there. Is this something that, you know, over time you see Borzo being involved with as well? The ability to be able to order, so I can order something now and within 1 hour I can have it at my doorstep.
I mean, it's a great question, right? So I think it's really understanding the industry and the future of the industry. Everybody's betting in some form about where the industry is moving towards and how do we move towards serving and catering that demand. I think in Borzo, we're definitely in tune and very sensitive in terms of what the market shifts are happening. You talk about Amazon, and Amazon is very popular with Amazon Prime. But the reality is Amazon Prime has not scaled to the level of what it can be. And the reason for that is the price point. So today, if you would want a product delivered on the same day, it is a lot more higher versus waiting for it in the next 3 to 5 days.
Right. Yeah.
That's why the adoption for same day is taking some time. But that's where the beauty is at, right? So the vision of the company, they believe that any product can be delivered and will be delivered within 2 hours in the future.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can testify that impatience is something that I suffer with quite badly, and one of the reasons that I would for the longest time not order stuff online is because of that waiting process,
right?
You know, and I would be one of those people up until the pandemic that if I wanted something, I would go to a store that I knew had it in stock and walk away with that item, you know, if they had it in stock. So my question to you is, you know, how do you address that kind of need within people who are seeing things online? And maybe you've, or maybe the company that they're seeing these products with have not signed up with Borzo, or they've not signed up with, you know, one of the other companies. Do you then engage with that potential company and say, look, we can help serve your potential customers' needs by helping to fill that gap?
I think you pointed it out correctly, Rich. Like the traditional customer, you know, just like yourself in some essence, if they don't get the product today, they prefer going to the store, right?
Yeah.
But if they're able to get it at the same day, then the whole conversation starts shifting.
It does.
But the shift happens in different forms, right? So from a consumer point of view and from a business point of view. So this whole movement is led and driven by the consumer. And it's about how sensitive businesses are to adapt and adopt to these needs of the consumer, right? Mm-hmm. We're seeing a huge influx of growth from businesses to actually adopt and find a delivery solution provider that provides same-day delivery service. Hence why we have grown exponentially in the last 2 to 3 years just because of this demand from the consumer. And coming to your question, it's also our responsibility to go out to the market to also share that these patterns are happening and make businesses more aware that, you know, consumers from different segments would actually want products to be delivered on the same day. So you should at least have the option for consumers to choose from. You do not need to deliver all your products the same day, right? But if a customer wants a product to be delivered on the same day, hey, lo and behold, you have that service and you should be able to provide that. So it's two-pronged approach here, right? So there's a push from the client side, but then there's also an education from our side towards businesses to be able to adopt this service.
Wonderful. Lingesh, let's just take a short break at this point.
Sure.
Folks, I'm on the phone with Lingesh Tayala. He's the country manager of Borzo. They're a global delivery service that enables intra-city delivery for private customers and businesses. Deliveries range from on-demand to same-day and can be performed via any route, any transport, at any weight or size for a competitive price. We're going to take a short break. This is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I'm on the phone with Lingesh Tayala. He's the country manager of Borzo. They're a global delivery service that enables intra-city delivery for private customers and businesses. You might have known them as their previous name. It was Mr. Speedy. The services are available in 10 countries, including Brazil, India, Indonesia, Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, the Philippines, Russia, Turkey, and Vietnam. Used by over 2 million customers. That's an awful lot of business, Lingesh. Talk to me a little bit about how Borzo helped create jobs, particularly for people, you know, during the pandemic. You know, how have you guys helped to do this?
Thanks, Richard, for the question. I think this is quite an interesting one because this is something I'm passionate about, right? Like, for me, in the driver's seat of Borzo, it's about serving a greater purpose. And why I say that is that we have an instrument and ability to empower those who are in need of an immediate income. Especially, I think we have seen during the pandemic, many people lost their jobs instantly. And these people, and we have direct stories, right? We speak to drivers, we understand, like, they have their families to feed, they have kids, and, you know, the thought of not having an income, and a lot of Malaysians, the reality is we're actually living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it's a whole different conversation on that matter, right? But that itself is a challenge. Where companies and organizations like Borzo come in is we were able to support them when they you know, had their challenging times, and they were able to find an opportunity to make an income through our platform. And throughout this whole pandemic, in 2 years, we supported more than 100,000 individuals, actually, who came onto the system to be able to drive, to you know, serve the needs of clients as well. I think not only from an employment income opportunity, right, Rich? It also is an income opportunity for businesses. Businesses were suffering during the pandemic and they did not know what to do. Like, people were dependent on walk-in customers. Yourself, right? You wanted to walk into a shop and get an item, and many people like you. So a lot of people had to figure out what was the next step. And you know, we came in and it was humbling, right? We were an instrument to be able to support and serve the needs of clients and help them sustain their income or at least grow their business online as well, right? So that's where we're at, actually, Rich.
Let's take a look at, if you don't mind, the kind of tech behind the stuff that's happening as well. I mean, if we look at some of the other players here on the market, you know, they have these super apps. You can pretty much do everything through this one super app. Talk to me about Borzo's approach to this.
Sure. I think in a market, you really need to understand where your value proposition is and where you want to stand your ground. I think from a global front, where we're looking at is where do we actually build a defense, or, you know, in a traditional sense, a moat, right, around your business, so no, you don't get, there's no penetration and you are able to grow in that space. So let me take one step back and give you an overview of the industry and the landscape of the logistics or the delivery space. So on an instant delivery, you have the on-demand delivery players like ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And then if you move one step further, you have same-day delivery. So same-day delivery is anywhere between, 2 to 6 hours. Mm. You don't get the product immediately, but you get it on the same day. Then you have players who are in the next day or 3 to 5 day delivery. So that's super competitive, that space in itself, right? So I think where Borzo sees itself, we're very clear that we want to stand our ground within an on-demand delivery on the same day. And we want to position ourselves as intra-city, right? So we will be within a city. We won't do deliveries out of the cities that we operate in. So I think where it's going to be exciting is how do we actually evolve as an on-demand delivery player and really dominate the same-day delivery space? Because as we spoke earlier about Amazon Prime, the reason is that the price point is too high and nobody has truly cracked the same-day delivery space yet. And this is where our technology is moving towards. We've figured out a solution in terms of how do we actually optimize our orders on the same day to be able to bring down our cost base so that we can charge a cheaper product for a same day and it becomes very competitive, as competitive or as your next day or 3 to 5 days.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. So that is very interesting, right? So this is already in motion, and this is we're probably looking at testing things out within next year itself. And if this goes along, Rich, right, you're looking at a complete disruption of an industry, right? Like if you're able to get a product within the same day at almost a similar price point of next day and 3 to 5 days, then the question is, do we still need 3 to 5 day delivery players, or can we operate within same day only, right? So that to me is very exciting, and that's the journey that we're on.
That would definitely be something to keep track of. Yeah, I and you're right. Would we even need 3 to 5 days delivery anymore? And I think a lot of us would be putting our hands together and saying, "No, please make it the same day and make it within the next hour or so."
Right, and that changes things as well, because now the reason why we still go to shops because we want things immediately, right? Like
correct, yeah. Now, with that in mind, it leads me on, I guess, to my final question.
Sure.
And it's about, future plans and some of these further features that you'll be bringing along to help ease operation between, the customers and the end users. Talk to me a little bit about this. How are you kind of laying things out for the next 3 to 5 years?
I think from a customer and end user, so where we are focused as a business is we predominantly serve businesses. So we're a B2B2C company. So we serve businesses who serve their own consumers or their customers. So whatever we are working towards is about, trying to be able to be a solution provider to our customers. We look at ourselves as partners. So if you look at like the traditional the food delivery players today, the reason why we have also acquired quite a lot of restaurants is because of, the whole issue of high commissions that are being charged by the delivery platforms.
Correct.
Hence why these restaurants, they make a choice themselves that come on and use services like this, and customers pay for the delivery fee themselves. But that also is something they need to realize that the traditional food delivery platforms actually provide marketing service to be able to pull the customers in. So where we need to evolve as a business is how can we support our partners? Coming back to what I mentioned as a delivery solution provider, to build their business, to be able to get customers, to be able to integrate within their whole booking ecosystem and being seamless for their customer to click a button and get the product delivered without needing to worry at an affordable price point. So I think that's where we're moving towards. We're very customer-centric, and we want to be able to serve businesses who have a need to get their products to be delivered on demand. And also for businesses who who are not using on-demand delivery service, what I have to say is, you know, you should at least have the option so that consumers can then choose if they wanted to. And you will be very surprised. We have a lot of customers who initially said they did not want on-demand delivery because customers don't want. But once they started using that service, they started seeing a significant uptake in the, that service, and the business grew, right? So now they have
for sure,
online. Yeah.
Wonderful, Lingesh. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Rich. Lovely chatting with you. And
great chat. I've been on the phone with Lingesh Tayala. He's the country manager of Borzo. If you want to find out more information about them, head over to borzodelivery.com/my. That's borzodelivery.com/my. My name is Rich Bradbury. And if you want to know more about Borzo, they are a global delivery service that enables intra-city delivery for private customers and businesses. If you miss any part of this podcast, download it and have a listen back to wherever you normally download it from. I suggest you use the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. My name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bosbelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.